AM 1300 KGLO, it is time now for our Caregiver Corner program. Lark Trigstad is in.
Howdy do.
Lark, how are you?
Well, it's a little slippery out there, so I caution everybody, just go slow.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those times you realize that in Iowa, wait a minute, and the weather will change.
That's right, and it's just, you know, you just have to go slower.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Walking slower.
Yes.
Driving slower. Everything's just a little bit slower. Is that the topic of our show today, slower?
No.
Oh, no. Good jeans are nice.
And not blue jeans.
Oh. I was going to say, what brand are we talking about here? But joy is better.
There you go.
So today we're going to talk about healthy aging, as we have in the past. However, this is according to how Harvard researchers are tackling the problematic issues of aging.
Oh, this is really interesting. The Harvard study, almost 80 years old, that's a lengthy study, has proved that embracing community helps us live longer and happier and be happier. When scientists began tracking the health of 268 Harvard sophomores in 1938, Tim, during the Great Depression, they hoped that the longitudinal study would reveal clues to leading healthy and happy lives. But they got more than they wanted.
After following the surviving Crimson Men for nearly 80 years as part of the Harvard Study of Adult Development, one of the world's longest studies of adult life, researchers have collected a cornucopia of data on their physical and mental health.
Yeah, and of the original Harvard cohort recruited as part of the grant study, only 19 are still alive and all in their mid-90s. Among the original recruiters were eventually President John F. Kennedy and longtime Washington Post editor Ben Bradley. Women weren't in the original study because the college was still all male back then.
Oh, okay. Over the years, researchers have studied the participants' health trajectories and their broader lives, including their triumphs and failures in careers and marriage. And the findings have produced startling lessons, and not only for the researchers.
The surprising finding is that our relationships and how happy we are in our relationships has a powerful influence on health, the director of the study says. He's a psychiatrist at Massachusetts General Hospital and a professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. Taking care of body is important, but tending to your relationships is a form of self-care, too. He says, I think that this is the revelation.
Researchers who have poured through the data, including vast medical records and hundreds of in-person interviews and questionnaires, found a strong correlation between men's flourishing lives and their relationships with family, friends, and community. Several studies found that people's level of satisfaction with their relationships at age 50 was a better predictor of physical health than their cholesterol levels
there
were.
There you go.
How about that?
I think that's astounding. And those who kept warm relationships got to live longer and happier. And the loners, oh, this is sad, though, often died earlier. Loneliness kills, he said. It's as powerful as smoking or alcoholism.
Wow. Ask what lessons he has learned from the study. Waldinger said he practices meditation daily and invest time and energy in his relationships more than before.
Yeah, and he says it's easy to get isolated, to get caught up in work and not remembering, oh, I haven't seen these friends in a long time, Waldinger said. So I try to pay more attention to my relationships than I used to.
Good things. What makes a good life? Lessons from the longest study on happiness indicate the people who were the most satisfied in their relationships at 50 were the healthiest at age 80.
Oh, what does that teach us? cherish your relationships. Life is all about having positive relationships and really cherish the connections that you have with people and show them that you care. They will celebrate your success with you, and they will support you through tough times, and they will make you laugh, and you will do the same for them. And that's according to Snoopy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to worry about who doesn't like me. I'm too busy loving the people who love me. Don't worry. Be happy.
There you go.
Mark, if somebody's interested in some information on our caregiver program or how they can find more info if they've got someone in their life that they're caring for, how do they get that?
Or so they won't be lonely. Yeah, you can go to NorthIowaSageLink.com 24/7.
So that's a friend that's right there online for them.
On call.
Your new friend is right there.
Hey, Sage.
How you doing, Sage? Lark, good to see you.
All right.
Lark Trace with us today on AM 1300 KGLO.